Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm really excited to have Ryder Fearwald on the line today. He's the principal of Sopris Capital and the founder of RW Ventures. Ryder, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm really excited. When I got the request for you to be on the show, I noticed a couple things here, and that you're in the process of acquiring a new business. And it sounds to me like you're just all about. You got a lot of things going on, and I'm really excited to learn more about them. But before we jump into that, let's just start for the audience with your background in business and as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, sure. Happy to dive in, and excited to be on the podcast. So, by way of background, I grew up in Colorado, then I went to USC, and USC has a great entrepreneurship program there. So that's really what got me into the world of entrepreneurship, along with my family. My dad's an entrepreneur and all the classes. So after graduating from the entrepreneurship program at USC, I didn't feel I was totally ready to start my own business. So I went looking for a couple of different startups to work for. I found one in San Francisco. It was a software as a service, a SaaS business that I went and joined. There were about 5 employees when I joined, and I joined the business development team. At that point, we were still so small that I wore a bunch of different hats, some product stuff, some marketing, kind of everything related to growing the business, capital raising, different things like that. And the company was called Human Intelligence. We were doing psychometric testing, kind of like a new age Myers-Briggs, helping match people for cultural fit to an organization. And worked there for about 3 years in a couple of different roles, mostly on the business development side, as I mentioned, and helped grow that company. We went from about 5 employees to 20 or so. We never really got that rocket ship growth that you kind of ever look for in Silicon Valley, but we did all right. We grew and we raised some capital, and the business is still around today. It's gone through a couple rounds of funding. With that business, I then was moved. I was relocated out to New York City. So I went to San Francisco for a couple of years, then relocated out to New York. And within about a year of being in New York, I was looking for the next opportunity after Human Intelligence. I've been there for 3 years and was really just looking for somewhere where I could kind of take that next step in my career. And I wanted to find something that was a little bit further along. So I found a couple of posts. Series A companies that had just raised financing, and I went and joined a company called Grovo as one of the first account executives there. So I was working primarily in sales, helping to grow the new business relationships for that business. Grovo was it's an online training platform. So it's a learning management system and a content management system where we help train employees, whether that's new employees or employees that are being promoted. And I ran sales there for a while. I was first an account executive, got promoted into a management role. And that company really went through some pretty insane growth when I was there. We raised 2 rounds of funding, Series B and C. Went from about 35 employees when I started to a little bit over 200 in a 2-year span. And really just got to experience that, that rocket ship growth that you hear about. While I was doing that, I still had the bug to go and start my own company and was interested and had always kind of passively invested in real estate. My family's been in that business for a long time. So I started to take a closer look at different opportunities in the real estate world. And that's where Sopris came to be. I partnered up with a guy that I've known for a while who owns a property management business and started helping him raise capital for multifamily deals. So made a pretty drastic transition away from the tech space and moved over into real estate. And we ended up doing a handful of acquisitions over the past year and a half. We have a portfolio of a couple hundred units spread out kind of across the Midwest between Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico. And we have a property management team on site that really manages projects. So my role is more of investor relations and asset manager in these properties. So day to day, there's not, it doesn't require a ton from me, but I more kind of guide the overall strategy of the business and have begun looking for new investment opportunities for our portfolio. And that's really where SoFrSpeak is today. We'll continue to make acquisitions as we see fit and really just continue to try to optimize and manage our existing portfolio.
Wow. Sounds like you have, you know, quite a history in entrepreneurship and in building businesses. Tell me a little bit more about what you're working on right now.
Sure. So, as I mentioned with SoFrSpeak, I was able to bring together a nice little investor group and was continuing to look at different real estate investment opportunities that are out there. Anyone who follows the real estate market or just the market in general knows how it, how kind of, I don't know if you want to call it overheated, it's gotten in the last 12 to 24 months, but it's gotten pretty hot and things are looking pretty expensive from my perspective, at least as far as real estate goes. Instead of looking at just other types of investment opportunities, other areas where you can get a nice return on investment, come across this whole world of what I call entrepreneurship through small business acquisition. Read a couple books, listened to some podcasts. There's actually a really interesting class taught at Harvard Business School that I just did some online research on, and it's all about how you can acquire a business, and there's still a ton of entrepreneurship that goes into that. So about 3 or 4 months ago, I started looking into small businesses, started calling up small business owners, business brokers, in the Los Angeles area. I actually relocated to Los Angeles after 5 years in New York. And I came across a bunch of different small companies. I knew I wanted it to be something that was a little bit more in the traditional business environment, so not so much in the technology space. I thought real estate related would have been a nice move as well, but wanted to diversify myself a little bit from real estate. So I started looking at manufacturing businesses, and I called on manufacturing businesses or so. It let me start meeting with these business owners, and what I kind of found was there are somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 small businesses in the United States, and I define a small business as under $5 million purchase price, under $2 million in earnings. That's kind of where what I put the definition as personally, and it's up for somewhat of interpretation. But I started calling on these businesses, and I started talking to these business owners. And what I found was a lot of these owners are baby boomers, people like my dad, who started businesses 30, 40 years ago, have run profitable businesses for most of their lives, and are at a point now where they are looking to transition. They're looking to retire or some level of retirement and are want to pass these businesses on, if not to their children, then to somebody who's excited, who's hungry, who's young. So I came across one business in particular that I really liked. After putting in offers on a handful of others, found a label manufacturing business that's about 40 years old and am in the process of acquiring that business. We have fully agreed to terms and are working through a transition and should be closing here in the next couple of weeks. And basically what we do is we create adhesive labels for really any type of product, primarily in the space is where our main focus is. So think nail polish, cover up, you know, any type of hair gel or anything like that that has a label on it. We manufacture those labels. Also food products, warning labels, supplements, really anything that you can think of. If you look around your room, I love the business so much because if you look around any room, you can probably find 5 or 6 products with a label on it. And I've basically gone through this process now and have been able to secure the financing to acquire the business and the real estate. And barring any major setback over the next couple of weeks, should be the proud owner of a small business here by early to mid-September.
Wow, that's big time, Ryder. Well, congratulations. I know that that is not an easy accomplishment, and I know the amount of work that goes into that, and it sounds super interesting, so congrats on that.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
So where can you know, listeners find you? Where can they, you know, it sounds like, you know, where can people find you? Where can they follow you?
So LinkedIn is an easy one for anyone, you know, on the professional side. Just Ryder Fearwald, you can find me there. My business website for Silver Speed Capital is just silverspeedcapital.com. More to come on the business side that we're acquiring. And then Instagram, love the gram, just RoughRider5. So that's an easy one as well. And then Twitter, mostly on Twitter for big sports fan. I follow sports and some politics on there. I'm not super active on it, but those are kind of the main mediums where you can find me.
All right, Ryder. Well, hey, really appreciate you coming on the show, giving us the updates, kind of taking us through your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, it serves as inspiration for people that are out there that are, you know, listening to this that maybe want to buy a business or they want to start a business or, you know, they're just in that realm. I hope this helped. Ryder, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.